It's now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman. Tigers football coach David Bowen is joining us, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Coach, it's been a tough month when you look at the schedule. I should just say the last few weeks. Of course, you played some very good competition. And then last week, you saw a Perry-Lecompton team kind of in a similar spot as you guys, battling and just trying to fight and get some momentum coming here down the stretch in a game that was close in the fourth quarter. But, you know, ultimately the Cause were able to get a win 19-12. Just, you know, take us back to that one. What'd you like from your team? What'd you see?
Like the way that they stayed together and continued to play. It was 19 points in the first quarter. And then the other three quarters, you know, we held them to zero, which gave us a chance to make it a good game at the end. Made several plays. Several people had good games on defense. But more importantly, it's just the same thing we've been talking about all season. And that is, you know, the team staying together, staying positive, and believing they can get a win together.
Yeah, give us a sense of, you know, maybe the adjustments or just what happened on the defensive side with Perry-Lecompton scoring all 19 of their points in the first quarter. A lot of that due to the ground game. But were there any certain adjustments that you made maybe defensively that helped keep them off the scoreboard, or just maybe, you know, just things kind of went your way?
Not so much of adjustments as getting used to the speed of the game. You know, we're a very young team, linebackers, middle linebackers, sophomores and freshmen. Couple other freshmen, sophomores on the field. I give a big shout out to the running back for Perry. That kid has true speed, and it took almost that first full quarter just to adjust angles and understand where we needed to be at. After that, I thought the boys that rallied together, and I mean, defense kept us in the game and gave us a chance to have a drive to go win it at the end.
Talking with David Bowen, Jefferson West football coach, as they get set for a matchup against Royal Valley this week. We'll talk about them in just a moment. How do you see the progression from your team, you know, as we're down to the final quarter of the regular season? What's kind of been the one thing or two that stood out to you the most about your team's play, maybe now compared to that start of the season?
Now compared to the start would just have to be how our young guys are getting experience and they're starting to feel comfortable, and you can see it when we break down film. You can see it in practice with their knowledge. And as a coach, you know, to see freshmen and sophomores playing that role, that is a good thing moving forward for us. But we talked yesterday that we have a couple more games left in this season and that we need to stay together and we need to go try to get some wins for these seniors who have done everything this year for us. And we need to rally around them and let them finish the year the right way.
Jefferson West at home. It's a homecoming night for them, a big 7 tilt with Royal Valley. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Jefferson West football coach, that is David Bowen, presented by Heinen Repair. Tigers back to it at home on Friday. It is a homecoming matchup with also district and league implications. Royal Valley comes calling in, and coaches of the Panthers team, also like yourselves, have played a very difficult schedule. They played Hayden last week and lost that one 49-0. What stands out about the Panthers here in 2023?
You know, that's another school rivalry there, another closely located team. And it's our homecoming week, so we're going to have a good amount of fans in the stands. And then, like I had said earlier, we need to rally around our seniors and continue to do everything we can to go get a win for them Friday night.
Let's talk about a few keys. What are you looking at matchup-wise? Where do you feel like you might have an advantage or two in trying to maybe an exploit or maybe trying to exploit something with Royal Valley that will allow you to potentially pull out a win?
Yep. You know, we're having our keys to win each week. And for the team stuff, it is team chemistry. It's stay positive. It's understand their ups and downs in every kind of sport and during the game. On the defensive side of it, you know, we have to limit their run. They're going to be a run-heavy team. And that'd be the key on the defensive side. Offensive side would be just to limit our penalties and turnovers. And we believe if we can play a clean game, that puts us in the right spot to come away with a win.
All right, Coach, finally, just give us a few keys and kind of expectations for this one on Friday.
Hope to see a clean game. Same team goals we've had all year, less penalties, less turnovers, better team chemistry, and like to see the boys enjoy their playing time. You know, homecoming games are always fun with the stands packed.
There it is. Jefferson West football coach David Bowen brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers are at home on Friday. Homecoming district Big 7 matchup as they take on Royal Valley. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. As always, thank you.